Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That's right. Already into hour number three. Let's go back to your phone calls. Nick in Indiana, you're on the air, sir.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
All right. I originally became aware of you back in the day when Waking Life came out back in, 2001, 2002. And it's probably been later than that. But I have been a fan ever since. Endgame, great. Terror Storm, great. But what I wanted to call about, I guess, is not necessarily anything I disagree with you, but sort of a cautionary note, maybe for some of your listeners.
Well, of course I'm a jackass. Of course I'm arrogant and have all... I mean, of course I probably could have done a better job in that Zeitgeist interview, but just as soon as he told me that birds are taught how to build nests and then just took on that hoity-toity attitude...
No, I totally...
I mean, I that makes me mad. And then the whole thing is the Theosophic Society, and it's word for word out of it. And I'm sorry, you know?
I agree with you. I don't believe in the conditioning thing. What happened with the first human, did they have to be conditioned by something else, and yada, yada, yada. It just doesn't follow. My thing is what I called about was sort of, I guess, what we term a cult. There definitely is a lot of negative connotation with the term occult. And
occult just means hidden, as you know.
Definitely hidden. But with occult practices, as far as how people use the occult for different spiritual paths. And
well, Rob Jacobson puts it well. Any group that's secret, any group that tells you it's esoteric and can't let you know the higher secrets, throughout history... When you get down to the bottom line, it's Lucifer they're worshiping. And, I mean, that's what all these major groups, at the end of the day, they say, hey, Lucifer's our guy. We just can't tell the low-level people. They're not ready for it.
Definitely, and I totally understand that. But there are definitely many people out there, and these might be the low-level people you're talking about. You know, the upper echelons may definitely have their own agenda. But there are plenty of good-intending people out there that are... occult practitioners that use things such as ritual and...
Look, most of these Christian denominations are the same thing. I'm not arguing with you. I mean, I'm not saying that... I'm not here even judging people. This isn't really a religious show. That's what I kept saying in the argument with him. He kept saying, that's your Christian perspective. And I said, hey, get that out of the way, man. I'm here talking about birds building nests from instinct. I'm talking about science. You're not. And the whole thing's a Theosophic Society angle. And then they're busy saying we're dumb religionists. Meanwhile, they're the ones being religious. Don't you see what I'm saying?
No, I totally agree with you, and I appreciate that you are tolerant of other people's beliefs. And even when it comes down to that, even when it comes down to those who worship Lucifer or whatever, there's many different ways you can take that. It's about people having spiritual beliefs and this is why I'm saying cautionary for your listeners, as long as someone is not hurting somebody else, you should be able to believe in whatever you want. And I'm not saying you've ever said anything to the contrary. I'm saying that just because you're an occult practitioner doesn't necessarily mean you're an inherently evil person. And I don't want your listeners to think that if they hear that someone is involved in a particular organization.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, according to a Muslim, everybody else is basically an occult practitioner. And according to a Christian, everybody else is an occult practitioner. Everything separate from it is the bad group. I understand that's when people get sick of religion and all of this. My whole point is I see Zeitgeist Addendum, and it's all Theosophic Society, New World Order stuff. I've heard a million times before, and they're claiming, no, it's not. It's new, and you're just a Christian, so you're saying that. I'm like, no. I'm saying that from a cold-blooded stance, analyzing what they're saying. They can't say there's no religion, you're a bunch of idiots, as a way to then get all the atheists on an occultic bandwagon. That is deceptive. That is hidden. And that's why they call it the occult, because it is hidden. And with true Christianity, it's all open. But listen, good hearing from you.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they are secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy's in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine. And I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity is going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live for the next hour and a half or so. We're going to have Pat Carmack on with us, one of the creators of the film, The Money Masters, the producer. And we're really honored to have him on. By the way, we do sell the 2-DVD set, more than 3 hours. If you want to really understand the private Federal Reserve banking system, the history of it, then you need this film. And you need it in high quality on DVD, very affordable. At InfoWars.com. What, $19.95 for 2 discs? And that also supports the makers of the film because this is everything. You know, money should just be an agreed-upon symbol of exchange. But instead, money has become everything. That's the product, and the private banks that control the issuance of it are buying up the world. And to put it simply, I want to get his take on this. To put it simply, they have engineered the derivatives crisis. They have engineered the credit crisis. They've cut almost all credit off to Main Street and even corporations that are mid-level, while an inner group of less than 10 banks is given trillions and trillions of dollars while the dollar and the euro still has some value. They're going to pass us on then the hyperinflation it brings, and will claim via the government that we back the currency through our labor, that's credit and faith, and that we then owe the taxes on these tens of trillions they are creating and giving to themselves. So they take it while it still has value. They buy real assets. They are getting themselves cash flush right now to be able to, as they bring in a world depression, consolidate their control. And as we told you many years ago, they would then propose a world government for and by, run by the private bankers, where you still have your national currencies, but it's set every day by this global consortium of private banks internationally, and that you would then pay a global carbon tax. How do we know all this? They said they were going to do this. Pay a global carbon tax to the private banks. They are becoming the government. This isn't the government nationalizing the banks. This isn't the socialism, as you're hearing, which is bad enough because it devalues the currency and makes the people, you know, basically feed at the trough and be domesticated and bankrupts things and always has corruption associated that creates more power for the elites. This is the corporatization, the private corporate takeover of the governmental systems, of the treasuries fully, that they started here in 1913 and in England in 1815. So I want to go ahead and bring up Pat Carmack. He has quite a bio. But Pat, you know, you're uniquely qualified to be able to speak to all of this. Tell folks about, a little bit about yourself.
Well, good to be on the show, Alex. Thank you very much for having me. Well, my background's pretty varied. I was in business. I was a judge of the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, administrative law. And I ran an oil company, a private independent company in Oklahoma that also had a utility. So it was an integrated energy company, small one. And I've been involved in various other businesses and so forth. In the 1990s, I got rather involved in finance more, and with Bill Still, we put together the movie The Money Masters, which you've mentioned. And in that period, I became associated with a number of economists, and in doing the film, probably the most influential one was Milton Friedman, whom I consulted with. And and since that time, I've maintained my interest in the financial sector and so forth and done numerous.
And you've got all these experts admitting from the historical documents with the congressional record, the Great Depression was engineered. You heard, you know, my little summation of what we're seeing happen right now. In your expert opinion, is that accurate?
Yes. And it's not that the Great Depression was engineered is not denied by anyone who's familiar with the field anymore. I mean, it's been admitted even recently by Ben Bernanke at the University of Chicago, and where he was at a birthday bash for Milton Friedman, who was still alive at that time, and he admitted it. And Milton Friedman maintained that's what happened. And basically, I mean, it's very simple. The Fed contracted money at that time. Right now, they're in a, you know, they're rapidly expanding the money supply. At least the Fed is,
but only to themselves.
Yeah, that's really right, and that's a, you know, it was really interesting. There was an article where they were talking to a fellow at J.P. Morgan, and they said, "What are you guys going to do with the $25 billion the Fed's going to give you?" And he said, "We don't quite know what we're going to do with it yet." Well, it's kind of interesting because J.P. Morgan, their profit for the last quarter was $527 million, and while that's down, it's still in a vast amount of money. If you look at, you mentioned there's just several banks that control everything now, and it's all been consolidated, as you know. If you look at, you know, Bank of America in that same quarter had $1.18 billion profit. Wells Fargo had $1.6 billion. Citi hasn't released it yet.
And by the way, we all know those are cooked books, and you've got all the people being paid who are actually making the profits. So those, it's like Hollywood, you know, a movie that makes $300 million that costs $100 million, they always say it lost money.
That's right. Well, in that 90-day period of 3 major banks, their profit that they've admitted was $3.3 billion, which is $36 million a day. And we're bailing them out. The taxpayers' taxes are being handed over to these banks to basically to do with what they will when they have that kind of vast profit.
Now, how amazing was that to have secret meetings where Paulson is even handing money to his own former brokerage firm, Goldman Sachs? I mean, just on the face, bank robbery.
Yeah, it's obviously there's tremendous conflict of interest there. And this is, it's a bailout's really the wrong word for it. I mean, these banks didn't need to be bailed out. As you know, they have taken over recently, Merrill Lynch and Wachovia.
That's right. They've used government regulation to force deals with other institutions. And as Business Week said this week, this is actually a great consolidation. This is a bumper crop for them.
Oh, yeah. If you're in one of these four or five major banks, then this is the golden opportunity that you've been waiting for. This happens, but historically, this is nothing new. Every time there's a major economic crisis, some of the smaller banks get in trouble, and the larger ones swallow them up. Here we have the U.S. government helping fund this consolidation.
Exactly. So let's go back, because we've got you for, you know, an hour and 20 minutes or so. Let's go through this. Let's look at the Depression first that you cover so well with Mr. Still in the Money Masters, because, I mean, it's all there. So much evidence. It's 3.5 hours, folks. It's amazing. I mean, and I know that was a tiny fraction of how they engineered that versus this that's even worse.
Well, this is similar in a lot of ways. You know, the banks are in control of credit, obviously. And so if they do something like, for instance, start calling in loans, then the people they call the loans in from have to sell something in order to pay the loans early. And most notes allow banks to call them in early. This can also happen on the stock market with what are called margin calls, where the banks, you know, have loaned money to their investors who want to speculate on the stock market. And, it, you know, the percentages vary, but let's use 25% for now. If the investor only has to put up 25% of the money and the brokerage house is providing 75% and the brokerage house increases that arbitrarily on their end, which they're doing now and have done, then the investor suddenly has to come up with the money. Well, typically, how do they do that? Because they've borrowed money to invest in the stock market. They got to sell stocks. So you start a snowball. So they have to sell stocks, which depresses the market. They got to sell more stocks. Margin calls go up. They don't have the money, and you start a free fall. And, of course, that's what's happened. So the banks control this.
That's right. Meanwhile, this is key, folks, if you missed it. They're claiming they're trying to keep the market up when, in reality, they're actually driving it down. And then with the money they get from people dumping stock, they come back in with the bailout money and buy it back up for themselves.
Yeah, because they're not really panicked. These major banks have been through this repeatedly. There's a debate. Do they initiate the critical catalyst that caused the downfall, or are they simply aware of it much faster than anyone else and then take the appropriate steps, which they're also much more familiar with than ordinary folks? And it really doesn't matter. The point is they hugely profit from it, because either they engineer it or they're the first to know of it.
But it's a revolving door. I mean, the guys running the bailout now and getting the money are the ones that changed the different acts in the 90s to be able to do this.
Of course, that's exactly right. I mean, right now, one of the big beneficiaries indirectly is Goldman Sachs. And, of course, they're, Paulson was from there, Bernanke's from there. You know, it's just... And it's a Wall Street crowd that's, you know, frankly, it's very incestuous. They're just, you know, as you mentioned, a revolving door relationship. They go into government, back to the banks, into government, and make huge amounts. You know, it's interesting, but the 50 highest private investment fund managers on Wall Street averaged $588 million in annual compensation in 2007. That's 19,000 times the average worker's pay in America. If you want to look at another couple, that gives you some idea of the interplay between government and Wall Street. And
was it the head of AIG, or was it the other one who made $3 billion in 5 years?
I didn't see that statistic. I don't know.
No, it was on the news. I forget which one.
$3 billion, yeah. Well, the 1% richest slice of the U.S. Population now owns more than the bottom 95%.
Well, let's break down, sir, where you see this going from your unique perspective, being a judge on financial matters and then also, of course, running a bank, running an oil company, and a filmmaker, as well the producer of The Money Masters. We'll be right back with our guest, Pat Carmack. Really pleased to have him with us.
What will you do when it happens? When you turn to your loved ones, will you see starvation and fear or confidence because you knew what was coming and got prepared with PatriotFood.com? The signs are everywhere. You have no excuses. Your indifference today will determine the magnitude of your suffering tomorrow. What good is it to know the truth about any conspiracy unless you take action? PatriotFood.com has 100 pounds of dry food supplies for just $3 a pound. At PatriotFood.com, you'll get 20 survival foods. Varieties like dried tomatoes, wild rice blend, beef base, granola, vegetable mix, and much more. There are just two kinds of people, slave and free. Be ready. Be free with PatriotFood.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The economy is collapsing all around us. Banks are closing. The Federal Reserve continues to pump billions of dollars into the system to try to stop the bleeding. Know who is to blame? The Federal Reserve System. On November 22nd, the end begins. Every Federal Reserve Bank, every Federal Reserve office, 38 cities, one purpose, end the Fed. Visit endthefed.us and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now at RestoreTheRepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the Federal Reserve System. November 22nd, the end begins.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Please continue with where you see this going, how you see this unfolding.
Well, other people have better crystal balls, and I'd prefer to refer to them. One of them was Carol Quigley, who was a professor at Georgetown. He's a macro historian, and he taught a lot of our Foreign Service folks. And he wrote a book called Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. And
yeah, this is the book given to the Foreign Service. This is the internal type book. It was public, but an inside baseball on how things really run, and it's everything we say here.
Yeah, and one of the key quotes in it is this one. It's brief. Professor Quigley wrote, "The powers of financial capitalism had a far-reaching plan, nothing less than to create a world system of financial control in private hands, able to dominate the political system of each country and the economy of the world as a whole. Their secret is that they have annexed from governments, monarchies, and republics the power to create the world's money." So, I mean, ultimately what this is, that's the end of the quote, ultimately what this is, it's a world power grab. Now, you know, there's some discussion about how bad will this get and so forth, and I don't know the answer to that, but historically, you know, there's been a gradual process since 1913. There's been peaks in it, like the Great Depression and certain periods after World War II where inflation was higher, where the wealth consolidation was accelerated. But basically, it's been a nonstop concentration of wealth for nearly 100 years now, which has driven Americans from being independently productive individuals who own their own farms and small businesses to being in debt up to their eyeballs. And of course, when that happens, when you're in debt to someone else, then as Aristotle and Aquinas and others have pointed out, one's virtue is tested, because it's very hard to stand up to people that you owe money to and who can fire you. And so they take control of the country. And
then you can't afford private education, and so it's public education, which is there to get your children into the prison system, dumb them down, put them on drugs, legal and illegal. I mean, it's just a huge social engineering nightmare, and it's all stated publicly.
Yeah, if you take a population and educate them well, they're not going to stand for this kind of thing. So there's been a gradual, as you put it, dumbing down of the American population. So, and one of the areas that they've succeeded almost totally is in economics. Most Americans understand very, very little of it, so they don't understand the mechanism whereby they're being made into debt slaves. And so, you know, right now over 90% of Americans have no net wealth. If they paid their debts, they'd have nothing left at all. And most of them, of course, would still have debt, even if they sold everything they had. So we're
and for those of us that have saved, they're just going to hyperinflate everything. When they took the currency, they hyperinflated and, again, bought real things when it still had worth, and then they leave us with all the debt and then claim we have to pay it all back.
Well, that's right, and that's happening worldwide, of course. And so this process isn't restricted to the United States. The fractional reserve banking system set up by the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 here, it was replicated in all around the world. We weren't the first to have it, as you mentioned. The first nation that was really yoked to a privately owned central bank was England in right after the Glorious Revolution in 1694. But that spread all around.
And then we saw what happened when a private banking cartel with its own intelligence agency got control of a powerful seafaring empire. Look out.
That's right. And what you have now is, this is the vehicle, this debt enslavement that's used to, it's being used to control the world. And most of the wars and other major political events that happen have to do with extending or protecting this regime, this monetary regime.
We're going to come back with a long segment, and then later we're going to take calls at 1-800-259-9231. But there's so much to talk about in the width and breadth of this. But bottom line, this is the key information. I mean, this is what makes the world go around. This is who's dominating, controlling things. And these guys are masters. They're using their controlled corporate media they own to claim, oh, see, this is the free market. See, only socialism will save you now, but socialism will further consolidate the middle class wealth. And then it's taken up to a higher level, when then it goes from being socialism into fascism, being handed directly to the bankers. There's so much you probably want to get into and angles you want to talk about. So we'll go wherever you'd like. The other side with Pat Carmack. I've got a lot of questions, too, but I want to hear what he thinks is most important. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you,
do
we stop asking questions? Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverINC.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
Pat Carmack, producer of The Money Masters, available at Infowars.com for $19.95, 3.5 hours long, ladies and gentlemen. And believe me, you can't put it down. We aired this in 1997, probably 100 times on Access TV in Austin. It woke up so many people. They aired it so much because of request that the big 3/4-inch tapes wore out, I think, 3 or 4 times. And I would go up there with the VHS copy of it, with my eyes watering at, you know, 3 a.m. With the edit studio, and would dump it back on 3/4-inch and just turn it in to get people to see it. I mean, that's how important this film is. That's back in the trenches, ladies and gentlemen. And it's so important that people see this and understand this, because this is the single best film that gives you the real history. In the last couple hundred years, what happened in the Depression and what's happening now currently. This is the enemy, not Al-Qaeda, not the Easter Bunny, not the Shah of Iran, you know, not whatever new thing they make up. This is the institution, the families that literally have money to burn. They just make it out of nothing and then make us pay interest on it, and they buy armies, they buy CPS, they buy corrupt cops. They literally run it all. They control the narcotics importation, all of it. So please go to Infowars.com and get the Money Masters on DVD today. Even if you know all about this, your neighbors, your friends, your family, they don't know. And Toll-free number to call and get a copy of the Money Masters is 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And, you know, have your locals over. Show it at the local library. Give it to people. I mean, it's important. 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com. You can also get a copy at themoneymasters.com directly from the source. But while you're at Infowars, you can also get Endgame, Terror Storm, Fabled Enemy, some of our films. And get those discounted when you get it with the Money Masters. It's already discounted, by the way. I just want you to see it. Same reason I went down to Access TV and aired it over and over and over again. And I know it was aired all over Access TV at the time. Were you ever aware, because I was, Pat, I just don't know if you were, of how big your film was on Access TV still today?
Well, no, in the past, I just heard of it, you know, here and there, but I wasn't aware. I've since found out that, you know, it was being shown all over the place. We're getting several requests daily at our website for permission to do a public broadcast, and we do allow it with conditions, and among them are that they not charge a fee and so on, you know.
Yeah, well, back then, I mean, I didn't wait for orders from headquarters. I was just getting it on, you know, and... You know, just getting it out to people because, I mean, I was airing lots of documentaries, but I'm glad you guys let people do that. You obviously have to have some conditions or people will then claim that it's theirs and you'll lose control of the film.
Well, that, and also we lose control of content if we can't tell who's doing it and when they're doing it, because people could edit it and alter the message. So it's very important to us that we, you know, that it, you know, the, frankly, the bankers don't do that.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's my biggest problem is people take my films and they include it in their films.
Right.
And then I get people saying, how dare you steal this idea from Billy Bob? I mean, I can march up to a Bilderberg group meeting and say the answer to 1984 is 1776, and then young kids will say, you stole that from another kid. I just saw bullhorning that. No, they got that from me, and I don't care. That's great. But or people take my films and use clips in their films, and then people don't agree with the message of the other film my stuff's in, and then people hate me because of it.
Exactly. So it is important to maintain ownership control, and we have done that. But nevertheless, it's being shown all over the country now on public access channels, in on college campuses, and so forth, because people obviously are suffering now economically, and they want to understand the system, and that's wonderful, because they realize they don't understand it.
And you predicted everything that is now happening in the film, and so it's like fine wine. It gets even better with age. Okay, sir, what is most important? What do you want to get into? Because I could ask questions all day and interrupt all day.
Well, you know, of course, two things have happened lately. One besides the crisis itself, one is the bailout, and I want to discuss that just a little bit. We have a little, but, you know, it's you summarized it well, I think, and that is that, you know, it's just it's taxpayer money. In a sense, in another sense, it's not. They're creating it. I mean, the Fed's creating a lot of this money now, which they're, but taxpayers will ultimately have to pay the bill for it. And it's being given to not the poor. They're not going out and handing $25 billion out in the slums of the United States, or to people being foreclosed on, or people who have lost their jobs, or anybody that really needs it. They're handing it to fabulously wealthy corporations. Now that's obscene. And that was engineered by people who came from these same banks who are working for our government. Unfortunately, neither presidential candidate has addressed this, and they both supported the bailout. I think it's because they don't understand it.
They're also bought and paid for.
Well, they have bank handlers in their campaigns, and, you know, obviously if they were to really promote some kind of reform, their money would begin to dry up. Opposition would start getting more money. So they both play the game. How much they understand it, I don't know. But from their public utterances, one would have to assume they're utterly ignorant of this whole problem and what the cures are. Since they're both intelligent men, that's rather hard to believe. Ron Paul understands it, but of course he didn't win the Republican nomination. So we don't have a prominent political leader at this time that we can turn to. You know, the closest we have at the moment is some of the third-party presidential candidates who, you know, unfortunately are in single digits in the polls. And so we really just don't have a prominent leader at the moment, you know, that like they did in the Great Depression. In the Great Depression, of course, people were suffering more than we are at this point. Not everybody. I mean, some people are suffering right now just as much as others did back then, obviously. But overall, we're not to the same depth of a depression that they were, say, in 1930 to 33. But they had political leaders arise at that time. So we will. And it's important that the people know what solutions are the appropriate ones and not be misled, because in every depression or recession, the banks, through politicians they support with their PACs and donations and mass media, come up with false solutions like this bailout. And there's another I did want to mention, too. What degree of consolidation have we reached now when Citicorp takes over Merrill Lynch and J.P. Morgan takes over WaMu and Bear Stearns, and Wells Fargo takes over Wachovia? Well, here's their assets now, approximately. Citigroup now has assets of approximately $3.1 trillion. J.P. Morgan is now in excess of $2 trillion. Bank of America, $1.7 trillion. Wells Fargo, $1.4 trillion. Collectively, they control over $8 trillion. Dollars in assets, which is basically, I'd say it's fair to say it's the completion of the consolidation of the process that was begun back in 1913, when there were, as I recall, there were approximately 20,000 banks back then, and no one bank had anything even remotely like this kind of dominant power among all those banks. That was the beginning of the consolidation. We've now reached the point where these four banks now control over $8 trillion. And if you realize that the total loans in the economy, commercial bank loans, are only about $10 trillion. So a lot of people don't know this, but the Federal Reserve is, in fact, a stock corporation. The stock is owned in each of the 12 branch banks by the banks that are members of the Federal Reserve System in that region. So, for instance, there's a Federal Reserve Bank in Dallas, and the banks in that region that belong to the Federal Reserve System own the stock of that bank, and they appoint 6 of the 9 directors.
But that's closed stock, for those that don't know. I can't waddle down and buy stock specifically in that inner, held corporate stock versus the stock of the bank itself. That's the public stock.
Right. And the local banks control it, and it's based on their net capital. So these major banks now control the majority stock of the Federal Reserve System nationwide. So you have four banks that control the Federal Reserve System. Now, it's true the Federal Reserve has quasi-governmental things, like the president nominates and the Senate has to approve the 7 governors of the Federal Reserve Board. But they serve 14-year terms. Only one every 2 years is nominated by the president. And if in a 4-year term, he could only change 2 of them if he wanted to and were successful in doing that, which would be very difficult for a president to do because they control the media and they'd go after him. If he were able to be president, get reelected having done so, which would be unlikely, in an 8-year term, since they have 14-year terms, he could only replace 4 of them. And of course, that would be at the very end of his 8 years, which it's unlikely he would succeed in doing that. So basically, it's an independent body of bankers controlling our national economy for the benefit of bankers. I don't say anyone could reasonably say that giving these banks these billions of dollars instead of giving it to the poor or people being foreclosed on or unemployed or so on is just. It's simply unjust. This is a profoundly unjust system, and it's concentrating wealth very, very rapidly now. It's an exponential process. It only gets faster.
We're talking to Pat Carmack, the producer of the definitive film on the global banking cartel that is the New World Order, is the crime syndicate, are the people that hired the social workers and the sociologists and all the horrible things that are happening are stated in their own public documents, that it's destroying the family, destroying society, making us pauper slaves, world population reduction, theosophy. I mean, all of it. They're here. They rule, and they're not backing off. The huge consolidation we're witnessing right now. And again, if they were going to take trillions of dollars and dump it on the public, for a short time, you would have wealth. You know, let's say if you have $100,000 to each person in America of the 300 million people. You know, for a while, you would have some wealth, but then that would hyperinflate the currency, and then you know, you'd have big problems from that and have to go to a new currency. But instead, and that's bad enough, but instead they are pumping it into these international institutions, predominantly international foreign, and they've stated they're using it to shore themselves up and to buy up more assets, and while they continue to cut off currency, liquidity, credit to the public. And so, I mean, they're giving us no quarter. I mean, the economy already is grinding to a halt. This is just going to be devastating.
Well, they know. They've been through this before. You know, the major bankers, you know, obviously have been schooled in economics and finance and the history of banking.
Well, they're constantly doing it in third world nations with their subsidiaries. So
right. So none of this is new to them. They know, for instance, that at the end of the day, there will be plants and factories and farms in the United States. They're not panicked thinking, you know, they somehow got to get out of town. You know, they're waiting for the prices to drop to the bottom to buy them up for pennies on a dollar. They're foreclosing on homes because they know it'll all go back up, as it always does, eventually. But it'll have new owners. It'll be the banks. Now, again, even this isn't new. You know, the bulk of the concentration of wealth in this nation has happened previously. You know, by in 1870, approximately, you know, most people, like I mentioned, had their own farms, their own productive means of wealth. They had no debt. Now it's totally reversed. So, and that happened.
And they've trained us that we have to have the bankers in debt to even get our paychecks or have a car. We've totally been turned into sharecroppers.
That's exactly correct. And, you know, they got homeowners with all the inflation that they caused by, you know, running the printing presses and the budget deficits. They got home, you know, the equity in homes, at least on paper, looked like it went up. So if you had a $200,000 home, say in 1995, you know, by 2000, whatever, five, it's now worth $400,000. I'm $200,000 richer, right? Well, no, it's the same home. But what they did then is they got the homeowners to get home equity loans and various other kinds of subprime mortgages, and then they bundled those up and sold them and used that to leverage even more.
And now they've convinced the public that it's all the public's fault taking bad loans when they're just suckers. That's a small part of the overall deal. It's the bundling and the selling of the toxic debt.
Well, and also the misrepresentation and deceit in the subprime loans. Those things are extremely complex. And the banks misrepresented them to when people would come in and say, now, let me, this language I don't understand. What does this mean? And they would lie to them. And I'm saying that because they're being sued all over the place and they've already lost some cases.
Now, let me ask you a question. What is this where they're now telling people the last 3 years at a closing, oh, sign this form that if there's any mistakes, we can change the contract. And then I've seen reports of them engaging in all sorts of chicanery.
What, I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with the form. Is it a power of attorney or what is it?
Yeah, it's just a sheet saying if we make any mistakes on this loan or if there's any mistakes in this paperwork, we're allowed to go change it however we want.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you read the fine print on some of the literature you get from banks, they're often adding things that are just incredible. Most people don't read the little tiny fine print, and you know, it allows them to change terms and conditions. And if they do, you get another letter in the mail you throw away. But it has about a four-page document that informs you, supposedly, that, you know, the terms of your loan have been changed. And people don't even know it. And so, you know, that kind of thing obviously has to be addressed by lawsuits. And it is being addressed by lawsuits. But, you know, they have so much money. And the average person that is struggling, you know, to fight with them has no money. And so,
and they always think the bank's making a mistake. Like when the cops arrest an innocent person or the bank takes somebody's house for no reason. It's always, I don't understand. It's a mistake and they don't care. They're stupid. No, they're not stupid. They're in control because they're ruthless crooks.
Well, the class action lawsuits that have already been successful in some instances are successful because it's established that it was a deliberate policy, that the people that wrote the language knew it was ambiguous, knew that people would misunderstand it in a certain way, and that they could tell the lower down, you know, bank employees who met with the people a false version of what it meant, and that those people would tell the borrowers those stories.
Well, that's right. I mean, you're a former judge, but for those that don't know, I know a lot of people that sign bad contracts, scam contracts, and they think, I can never get out of this. I just have to let these people cheat me in business or whatever. No, a good contract needs to be fair and have compensation for the people involved. But again, the general public doesn't understand that.
Well, and they rely on the banks to tell them what the ambiguous language means. And they don't have to do that. They can go to law if they can afford it and have that addressed.
Absolutely. I know somebody in a film production who the person had them sign a contract where they could basically do whatever they wanted, but that would be thrown out in court instantly. It's written as a criminal instrument. I mean, it's on its face. We'll be right back with our guest, the amazing producer of the Money Masters.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com, or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
With the unlimited wealth that the central bankers have created out of fiat with their magician trick, they bought the armies, they bought the think tanks, they bought the media, they bought it all. Now they're stacking on all these predatory laws to squeeze out what business and industries left they don't control. And they are putting out swarms of new offices and officers to eat out our substance. You read the Declaration of Independence lately? We're going to start the next hour, have our guest with us for 30 minutes, talk to Rodney, Russ, Mark, Isaac, Scott, and others. But looking at the central banks now wanting a world government, now saying, oh, well, you know, because of the problems that have been caused that we had nothing to do with, the architects of it, we need to be able to globally set what currencies are and commodities are, and you know, so they can now even more insider trade in other sectors of the financial system. And they say for decades they were going to have a carbon tax to fund the new banks, and then it's in the Financial Times of London, BBC. Barack Obama is saying we're going to pay our new carbon taxes to the banks themselves. I mean, they are becoming the government. And they're just up there openly stealing the money. Ron Paul said they should be arrested. He listed the current Fed chief, the last Fed chief. He listed Paulson and listed the crimes. But again, they control the army. They control NORTHCOM. I mean, the military doesn't understand this stuff. I mean, this is, I mean, how do you unroot something that's been so systematic and scientific?
Well, obviously, education is the principal means, and that's what you're doing right now. And by the way, I applaud you for that. The media that's not controlled is the only source for the people to understand what's happening to them, because they certainly will not get it on the major media. They get just the opposite. And you're right, on the global scale, the Bank for International Settlements, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund are replicating what the Fed did in the United States, and they're taking over government after government by making huge loans to those governments. One of the ways is through, you know, a new form of money that was created some years ago called SDRs, or special drawing rights, which they simply create. They loan it to the government, sometimes to dictators who use the money for terrible purposes or just corruption, and, you know, put it in private bank, Swiss bank accounts and so on, and leave the poor nation like Mozambique or Colombia or whatever the third or fourth world nation is to pay the bill, and they can't pay it. And of course, it forces them to tax the people, use what little tax revenue there is, not for social services, but to pay the bankers from the United States or England or one of the other cooperating major banks that do that.
And they all created it out of nothing, and it's come out in IMF and World Bank documents. They want the dictators and the corrupt leaders to default, and they all move to Switzerland.
Well, sure, because that's precisely how they take over the nation then. Whatever nation it is, this happened over and over again. And then they can move in and with different programs like SAPS with the International Monetary Fund, they can engineer things socially in that country as they wish. They can require, they can make all kinds of requirements.
And by the way, if a nation tries to be its own country, they're immediately called terrorists. Black ops squads go in and overthrow them. You know, it isn't just these countries accept this fiat currency. They're told, you do it or your brains are going to be on the contract.
Yeah, if you go to the International Monetary Fund, they have a table in their annual report called it's called the Table of Nations in Arrears. And almost every nation that has the misfortune of appearing on that, and the arrears means in debt payment, winds up either being bombed or invaded or has a coup. So you're right. It's more than a knock at the door like the usual debt collector. It gets pretty serious.
And I want to explain. They're not going to do that here. Police officers, military, FBI, private mercenaries, they are coming. They have been trained. You're the enemy. They have been brainwashed. They are coming. They are coming. They are coming. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved.